So Billy, you got started playing music at a fairly young age. What or who got you started playing, and when did you know that you wanted to pursue music as a career?
I started playing at about age 6, I guess. I grew up in Manigatagan, which was a isolated community, and I had a bunch of uncles that lived just across the field from me, and they played fiddle and mandolin and guitar and did some bluegrass stuff, and yeah, that's kind of where I was exposed to it at a very early age and just started playing.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about your new song? It's called Pieces of Honey. It's a great song. Can you give us a little bit of background on the song, what inspired you to write it, and maybe who helped you bring the song to life?
Yeah, I pretty much had it done. I started off just writing this first two lines of the song, and then started thinking about it a little bit more and realizing that, you know, in today's society, marriage seems to be kind of a dying kind of thing. Like, a lot of people are just living together these days and stuff, and I thought, you know what, that could be an idea for a song, and then sort of went into the chorus about the girl who is leaving the guy because he's not going to buy her a wedding ring, and of course he's walking around the house looking and seeing all parts of her around there, you know, books, all kinds of things. So yeah, that was the idea. 80% of it I recorded at CRISPR Gaffney's place down here in Winnipeg. And a couple, two or three, I recorded with Murray Pulver. We did some vocals here in the city, and then sent it out to Bart McKay in Regina to do some mixing and put some keys on it and stuff.
All those guys are really big name producers in the Canadian country music scene. Was it a good experience working with all three?
Oh, yeah. Those guys are great. I like the vocals that Bert Gaffney gets, and I just love Murray Pulver's you know, the mixes that Bart McKay does are top-notch. I mean, it's the best, right? So, yeah, it's great working with him.
Yeah, it must be tough working with the best. Do you have an upcoming album or an EP coming out?
The 7-song EP coming out. It's almost in my hands. I'm happy with it. I mean, I got some songs in there. One about my grandmother back in Manigatagan there, you know, when we were growing up and how hard life was. I kind of like that one. Yeah, I'm excited about it.
And what's the new album called?
Pieces of Honey.
Oh, it's named after the debut release there. That's awesome.
Yeah. See, I'm getting older and stuff, and I'm like, hey, still trying to do the thing like Willie Nelson, right?
That's good to hear. Do you have any like words of advice for any up-and-coming Indigenous songwriters, things that might help them find their way in the music business?
Well, you know, there's a lot of Indigenous recording artists today than there was back in the 80s. Most of them back then was, you know, country music people. Now it's a whole array of genres and everything. Yeah, and we've got this satellite radio station that a lot of Indigenous artists are getting played on, which is really cool. Got to keep at it. I mean, just don't give up. I mean, you can't stop. You know what I mean? Like, you just got to keep at it.
What's the best way to find the new album, and how can they keep up with what you're doing?
It's already on the streaming services, Spotify, Apple, every place like that. I usually use like a Facebook as posting stuff of what's happening and stuff like that on Facebook. The new album can be heard, like I said, on all the streaming services if people are into the streaming music. And and I'm gonna get some promo copies of the hard disc and just send them out to people that want them. You know.
All right. Well, Billy, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me today.
You know what, man? I really appreciate your support.